We're going to open with prayer and pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Petty. Pledge led by Mr. Reddy.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to come and to conduct business, Lord, on behalf of our students and parents and taxpayers. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you would give us wisdom and discernment, Lord, to make good decisions. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to serve. Father, we just are heavy-hearted tonight, Lord, with sickness and loss in our community. Lord, in our school family, we pray, Lord, for Mr. Summers' wife, Carlene. Pray that you would bless her, God, as she's struggling right now with her physical health. Pray you'd be with her. Be with Tina Tharp's daddy, who's also struggling. Pray that you would be with him and minister to him. Lord, we pray for the Walquist family. Lord, in the passing of Mr. Farrell, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the friend that he has been to us for many years. And Lord, from teaching to doing pancakes, Lord, what a great loss there is here in this community and in this family. Pray you'd be with them. But Lord, we pray you'd bless our time together as we take care of this stuff. And we pray for your guidance and your strength and discernment while we meet. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Petty did forget Miss Mike Murphy's family. Let's remember
Mike.
Yes,
Don, yeah. My father. Yes.
Yes.
Went to school with Don.
Right, yeah. We got some recognition tonight. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Seth.
On behalf of the school district, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike Coker. If you please come up. Mr. Mike Coker is from the Florida Department of Agriculture, Division of Forestry, and he will be presenting us with a gift.
A lot of people are used to still the Division of Forestry. We did have the name change. It's Florida Forest Service. A lot of times the feds and the Forest Service and the State Forest Service kind of get mixed up, so I did want to put the difference in there. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services manages 37 state forests encompassing just over 1 million acres throughout the state of Florida. Through a comprehensive resource management plan, we encourage the use of forest lands for recreation, as a habitat for threatened and endangered plants and animals, for soil and water conservation, and a source of raw materials for a dynamic wood-using industry. During the fiscal year 2015-16, the department collected just under $7 million for the operation of state forests, including $5.3 million from the sale of timber and $1.3 million in recreation fees for just over 2 million visitors to our forests. It is my pleasure to submit the enclosed payment of $22,059.61 to the Liberty County School Board. This reflects the distribution of the Tate's Hill and Lake Talcon State Forest receipts for the 2015-16 year. I have a letter and a check.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Can I present it to you?
Yeah. You want to get a picture?
You got it.
All right. There we go.
Let them take a picture of it.
Thank you,
Mr. Coker. We appreciate that.
Thank you,
sir. Now, as we move on, we're on item number 4, public comment. Anybody want to address the board before we get started here? But we're going to move on now. Okay. Number 5, we got additions and corrections to the agenda. Fill in the blank for PA 4 and PA 6. We're going to delete PO 5113, School of Choice Option. We're going to change your wording on FA 2. Need a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion,
Mr. Reddy. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 7. Need a motion to approve the January 10th, 2017 regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion,
Mr. Petty. Have a second.
Second,
Mr. Reddy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 8, old business. OB1, approved taking PC1 from the January board meeting off the table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is OB2. Need a motion. Need a motion to approve the request for Heather Kane for a maternity leave of absence for 12 weeks beginning January 9th, 2017 through March 31st, 2017. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number 9, finance consent items. If it's out with the board, we'll take SC1, SC2, and SC4 all together. We have no budget amendments.
Make a motion by consent to approve 1, 2, and 4.
Mr. Petty, second.
Second.
Mr. Reddick, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item number 10, finance action items. FA1, we need a motion to approve the non-renewal of the contract between Liberty County School Board and Michael Richter, DBA, Richter Finance Group, LLC, effective June the 30th, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I know this has been a huge issue for us. We had a workshop a few weeks ago on it. Due to the fact that Ms. Summers is not here and our board chair is not here, we can't discuss these things amongst ourselves unless we're in a meeting, and I would sure like to table that until that we can all get back together and hammer that out at a meeting. So I would like to make a motion to amend the motion to table it until the next board meeting.
We have a motion. Have a second. Dies from a lack. Second. FA1, need a motion to approve the non-renewal of the contract between Liberty County School Board and Michael Richter, DBA, Richter Financial Group, LLC, effective June the 30th, 2017. Mr. Reddick made the motion. Mr. Flowers made the second.
Y'all feel like we should wait till they get here unless...
I've been met with them 2 or 3 times. I'm good. That's, I'm just one person.
That's the way I feel, Mr. Petty, as a chairperson tonight.
Yeah.
We passed it out. It's been up every year it's come up. And the other night we talked it over. Myself, I'd rather just move on myself.
Mm-hmm. And I too have talked to everybody involved, plus at the workshop the other night. All my questions have been answered. And I think that... we should go ahead and vote on it and move forward.
That's what I'm thinking. All in favor?
Well, can I? Yep. Mr. Chair, thanks. Well, then I got some things I want to share. I hate that we won't table it till we get everybody here. To me, this is a huge deal, and I'd love. So I don't know what Ms. Tina feels like. I'd sure love to hear. I can't call her outside the meeting because that's the regular sunshine. So I don't know. I don't know how she feels about it, other than what I can assume from the workshop. And I think that's a good thing about the thing. I just got a few things I want to share. It's on my heart about it. It may be a mute point at this point if minds are made up. But I'd ask y'all, to respectfully consider my reason here, because I put a lot of thought into this, and the number one reason that we've come up with that I've heard through our workshop is, this is an opportunity to save money. It's been kind of the gist of, I know Mr. Reddick's been talking about it for, quite a bit of time now, and I respect that. And, the county did, the district staff did a presentation at the workshop. There's some facts about it that I think are, we can debate them, but y'all correct me if I'm wrong. There is a guaranteed savings through if we non-renew him June 30th, there's going to be obviously some savings. CXP told us that. They would give us that 3%, back up until the renewal time. afterwards, there's no guarantee of savings. There's no guarantee. Now, to be totally transparent, there's no guarantee of savings. We don't know what it's going to be, even if Michael is the agent. That's a fact. We don't know what those numbers are going to be. That's just the great unknown, and that's part of it. But in doing this, you know, there's a big word called, you know, vetting. Our president uses that quite often, and it's an opportunity to really make sure this is a great decision for the board. And to me, saving money should just really be one aspect of that decision. Now, at our presentation, at our workshop, our district staff, you know, went over a presentation of you know, them taking that over. You know, in my opinion, there were some things that were very important that were left out. There was no mention of life insurance, long-term disability, vision, and all these ancillary products that funnels through Michael's work. None of that was mentioned about, you know, because that's not just CHP. Those are different carriers that Michael has negotiated with through the years and you know, been able to provide those services and those contracts to the school board. So that's been an additional thing that probably didn't get talked about, you know, last week. There was no mention of any experience from our county office in managing, purchasing, bidding, or even administrating our employee benefits. Their primary job at this time is payroll deductions and paying the bills, you know, from these things. That's their primary job, and that's just the way it's set up now. I understand that when a superintendent says, y'all find a way to make this happen, this is my direction, that's his right to do, is to say, I want to take this in-house. Totally get that. I respect that. If he says this is the way I want to manage that program, and district staff, I want y'all to make happen. Whether they agree with it or not, they got to do what the boss tells them to do. So I appreciate their, you know, tackling of that. If I'm an employee of the finance office, I would be very apprehensive about having to take on this additional responsibility, you know, after they've already got a loaded plate. So what I did is I sought counsel. I sought counsel on some things, and I don't know what y'all done. Y'all said you had your questions answered. I'd sure love to hear, you know, some of the questions y'all have too as we discuss this, because I like to debate stuff. Let's get the best thing. At the end of the day, you may convince me or I may convince you, but the Bible says there's safety in counsel. And I'm a pastor, and you know, we make an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, but there's also a moral code that drives me, and I believe it drives y'all too. Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. A guy named Matthew Henry wrote a commentary. Says, where no counsel is, no consultation, but everything done rashly, only caballing for parties and divided interests, the people fall, crumble into factions, and fall to pieces. Notice the word caballing. It comes from a French word meaning, caballing means intrigue. A number of persons united to bring about some usurpation or trying to overturn something that's already been. It says the admonition to the individual is to obtain a wide range of input, opinions, and facts before coming to a conclusion and making a final decision. Confer with your spouse, your friends, your relatives. Seek much legal advice. Get a second and third opinion and meet with professionals. Obtain a multitude of published documents, books, and findings. Never rely on the advice of any one doctor, lawyer, or instructor. Proverbs 1:5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Why'd I say all that? Because I sought counsel on this, not just from, not legal counsel. Here's what I did, and this has kind of been a precedent when Mr. Summers took office in 2004. One of the things, the first things he recommended, I thought was a great idea, was look at the PAC district. We redid our salary schedule. We looked at that. You know, were we competitive, you know, with salaries throughout the PAC district? We wanted to fall somewhere in the middle. And we all made a decision to do that. We made those changes, and I thought it was a good thing. The reason the PAC district, it's about 14 counties, is because those counties mirror our, you know, there's really two counties, Lafayette and Gilchrist is probably closest aligned with us from a population and a financial standpoint, but these panhandle counties are a lot like us. We have a lot in common, and of course that's why we have a consortium, and the PAC consortium is the oldest, I believe, in the state. So here's what I did. I wanted to seek their counsel. Let's see what they're doing. So I called I called PAC and talked to Pat McDaniel. We all know Pat, and he was the director there for a while, but he's back kind of doing the risk management. We have three counties out of the 14 that are self-insured. Now, what that means is they collect the premiums, they take that. Well, we know what self-insured, I don't have to explain that. But they still go through Florida Blue, but they have an agent for those three counties, even in that self-insured mode. Calhoun, Washington, and Jackson. Now, one county who self-insures themselves is Taylor County. I talked to Ashley Valentine, she's the finance director down there. They are self-insured, but they still go through Blue Cross Blue Shield as their carrier at this time. But they go through the same agent of record that PAC does with Calhoun, Washington, and Jackson. So out of all these counties, I just want to go down the list to tell you who has agents and who doesn't. Franklin County has an agent. Wakulla County has an agent. Rogers, Gunner Vaughn, they came here, I think, about when we first was advertising. Gulf County has an agent. Holmes County has an agent. Jefferson County has an agent. Madison County, talk to Ray Griffin. He's the financial CFO down there. He says, now we do it a little different. He says, we have an agent. Her name is Robin Riley from Brown & Brown Insurance in Daytona Beach. And he said, that lady comes, and he said, she comes all the way from Daytona Beach, comes to our meetings, helps us with enrollment, all the things that an agent does, she does that, comes all the way from Daytona Beach. So my question, the obvious question, well, how come you don't have anybody local? You don't have a local person to do that. He said, we don't have any. They're all dead. He said, we're small. We don't have local people. He says, I don't have the time and the resources to do what they do. And it's amazing some of the things he said that she did is what I feel like we received from Mr. Richter being here local. Taylor County, I've talked about them being self-insured. They also have an agent. Walton County, Blue Cross Blue Shield, they have an agent. FAMU is part of our consortium, but they go through Florida A&M University, so they're kind of through that state pool. Gadsden County has an agent. Talked to a guy named Thomas in the finance office. I didn't write his last name, but I had his first name. He said, we would absolutely not go without an agent. He said, that agent in a school district our size saves us about two or three positions here. They earn their money. And, of course, Liberty County has an agent. So you know, my question is what have we stumbled onto that is going to be so much greater? These people, you know, do we reinvent something that's all? Do we have to reinvent the wheel? These districts are very aligned with us. We're in a consortium with them, and every one of them's got agents. I mean that's and y'all feel free to fact check me on that all you want. So here's my kind of my conclusion for that. When I went to Florida State University, met a Jewish social worker named Joseph Spiegel. And in teaching us how to be good counselors, he said, when somebody comes to you and says, somebody does this, a wife or husband, he says, you should always be able to follow that up with as evidenced by. So when a lady says, my husband don't never treat me like a lady, as evidenced by, and then give some examples of that. So I would ask that we would apply that to this here. We need, because basically we're firing our agent of record. We need to fire our agent of record as evidenced by. That's a part I'm not sold on. I wrote some things that I would fire him in a heartbeat if I felt like he'd done. We need to fire our agent of record, and these are just hypotheticals, as evidenced by poor performance. Nobody here has once questioned Michael's performance. I've never heard anybody here in our workshop. I've had one, now to be totally transparent, I've had one employee since he's been our agent of record, I've had one employee say, I don't like him, can't stand him, don't like the job that he does. One. And I tried to intervene, could not work out. They were at impasse and there was nothing I could do to help negotiate some kind of agreement between the two after she came to me. Other than that, I've not had one person say he's poor performance. We need to fire him because he's dishonest. I've not had anybody tell me that. I don't think anybody's ever accused him of being dishonest. Illegal activity, that's a no-brainer. Lack of skill or experience. I think he has done everything. He said one of the first things he said when he came on and we hired him, he said, we've got to build the group. We've got to have healthy people. We've got a lot of young teachers that are not on the insurance. If you look back at those numbers, we were somewhere around 45% when we first started. We were paying about $900,000 in premium. Now the numbers are up in the 70s, and we're only paying about another $100,000 in premiums. Now, it's real easy to look at that 3%, and for some reason, that 3% gets scrutinized. But if we're going to save money, I'm not hearing the conversation to scrutinize all the other profit margins on all the other things that the board has business with. Has he had some kind of moral failure? Has Michael done something in the community that brings embarrassment upon the school board that we just don't want him representing us? I don't know anything like that. Nobody's presented that to me as a board member. Here's what I haven't heard. Nobody has said we can do better than him. And again, that's what I'm looking for, because I like the service he has provided us. I've not heard somebody say, let me tell you something, we can do better than him as evidenced by A, B, C, or D, or E. I'm not hearing that. So, now here's the reality. If somebody could do what he does, and somebody comes and says, he does it for 3%, I could do it for 1%, I'd say we'd have to hire him. It's bothersome to me that something this huge and this big for our district is something that we're not really vetting. To me, and I'm one person, and I respect y'all and the homework that y'all have done, but I think I've been on the board since 2002, me and Roger came on at the same time, I think this is one of the best decisions we made. I think it's been one of the best decisions we made, and we made it during a time of a recession in our country. And we didn't have a lot of money, and to me, I'm very worried that we're going to grab onto something as evidence by the other districts who don't do it that way. Why would we go tackle something that great when other districts said no, we absolutely don't do that? So I mean, to me, it's just one of those things. I would say let's back up before we go jump on this tiger here. I don't know. I just really wish Mr. Summers was here tonight. I'd love for us all to talk publicly and Tina as well. But, you know, we're trying to model this thing after the county's plan. I'm going to close on this. We're trying to model this thing. I've just heard that comparison over and over and over. The county gets this. Well, you know, at the end of the day, there's some similarities. I know they got a hybrid between the CHP and the Florida Blue. But they do some things, and again, it's up to them. It's their right. That's a whole different governing board. But they, you know, either they got more money than we got to be able to do that, but they offer some incredible benefits for retirees. And I'm talking about thousands of dollars for retirees. And we're at the $60 a month range, and some of them get, you know, a lot of money per month. And I just don't see how we could, if we start moving in that direction, I don't think as a board we're going to be able to remain solvent. We're not going to be able to provide services that we are mandated to do. We need to be very careful about that. And until somebody presents a better plan, I'm for one of them, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Nobody's demonstrated to me at a workshop nor at a meeting that it's broken. I've not seen where it's been broken. So I would love to hear anybody else's, you know, if somebody's got a different opinion, I'm willing to listen. But I wish we wouldn't do it, fellas. I really don't.
Mr. Chairman, I got something to say. This ain't been an overnight decision for me. I've been working on this 6-8 years, doing a lot of checking, a lot of talking. I like calling the board to be a trendsetter now. Next year, all them counties he can call, they might be calling us, how can we do it, save the policyholder, save money each month? So, you know, you can look at it either way. To me, I'm going to go ahead and cast my vote. Let's do away with it. I want to go ahead with the recommendation of the superintendent. That's me.
But that's what
we've been working on this. We have workshops. I have met several times with financial, superintendent, CHP. I'm telling you, we're going to start something and the county's going to follow. You know, I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. You got to start somewhere, and I'm ready to start. So that's all I got to say.
Ms. Sheila, you're sure addressing the last workshop we had a few weeks ago that you and your staff would be able to handle this. If it comes to a vote tonight and it passes, are y'all going to be ready to hit the ground running? Anything else?
Well, this would be my thing. If this thing morphs into something where the retirees, and look, I love retirees, bless their heart, they've served their time. But if it comes where we start mirroring what the county's doing, I'm going to go ahead and make a projection. We will go broke. Maybe they got a lot. I don't know how much money they got, but I can tell you, I don't think we can mirror that, because once you start that, you got to go back for all those and retroactive for them to be fair. I think it's a slippery slope. So if the county model is the model for what we're doing, I don't think that fits for us. And that's kind of an independent argument on the side, but I still haven't been presented with a plan of how this is going to work and what that's going to look like. So.
Any other discussion? Take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I oppose.
3-1. Next is item FA2. Need a motion to approve amending the contract between Liberty County School Board and Emerald Coast Blind and Missions not to exceed 6 additional hours for 3 weeks at $60 per hour, beginning February 13, 2017 through March 3, 2017, due to the addition of a visual impaired student at W.R. Toler K-8 School. This will increase the total amount of the contract by $360. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, FA3. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to open a credit card account with Centennial Bank not to exceed a limit of $5,000. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
I got some on that. Obviously, we've had some history with that. I don't have a problem with the district having a credit card. I really don't. I understand there's some times when that's needed.
Right.
Here's what I'd like to see accompany that, and it's the same argument I made in 2012 or 2013. We need some policies and procedures to govern the use and when here's what happens. When you don't have that in place, when you don't have a policy and procedure that governs that, then somebody abuses that.
Excuse me, I have it in place.
Where's that?
In the vault, where the credit card's going to be.
The policy is? The school board approved policy on credit cards.
Procedures are. The policies, I have to look up and see if there's anything in there. But I do have it already.
Oh, there's nothing.
There's not a policy.
Yeah.
We have internal procedures.
Yeah. I would, for protection. So here's what happens. When that gets, if there's any kind of impropriety, somebody can say, I didn't know. I didn't know that I couldn't make a purchase and reimburse the board. This makes the user account, it holds the board accountable first for allowing the credit cards to have it. The second thing it does, it holds the person who houses the credit card to have some accountability, but it also holds the person who uses the credit card.
Yes, I understand. It will be in the vault, stays in the vault, and only the finance will have it. It will have Liberty County School Board on the credit card.
And that's fine. And I'm fine with that as long as those procedures are the board. None of that's been presented to me as a board member. So I would make a motion, Mr. Chair, to table that till that can be provided to the board so we can ensure that we know what those make a motion to table the motion till we get some policies and procedures approved by the board.
That could take a couple months, so just let you know, because we have to have the policies. It has to be.
If we need it before then, we call the Ms. Summers can call the board back in the session.
The
and
policy,
we can,
I think, has to be advertised, doesn't it?
Correct.
So
it goes through the regular.
It's usually three months.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It holds everybody accountable, and that makes sure that once again we vetted that. You know that we don't abuse that. But for the record, I don't have a problem with us having that if we have some safeguards on that.
And we probably already, we've got credit cards now, like gas cards and
sure.
things like that. We don't have a policy in on that either.
Okay.
So just to let you know.
Okay. Well, then that'd be
Walmart,
a good,
Sam's.
Be a good thing to do it too.
It'll wrap up.
Got a motion to table. Have a second.
I'm going to second it, but a question I've got, if we've got credit cards right now, if we do table this, if we've got credit cards right now, what are we going to do with them? We going to cancel the use of them? Until
no, this only applies to this.
But basically, you don't have a policy.
We don't have
a policy. Well, then we need one.
But what I'm saying is, Mr. James stated is,
do we table the other cards we've got right now?
No, you're just tabling what the motion is.
Well, If it's going to be in effect for one, it needs to be in effect for all of them. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then that motion ain't on the floor. Are you making that motion?
Well,
that's going to be hard to.
Yeah.
I made the second so we could discuss.
Sure,
right.
Sure,
right.
Is what I did.
I got you.
I seconded it so we could discuss it, and in discussion it, we got other credit cards over mm-hmm. here that we already use mm-hmm. that we ain't got a policy and procedure on, that if we don't, if we
can. Well, you say, said, she said there was a, you said there was a procedure.
I got procedures got because.
Okay, I want to see it before we approve, what I'm saying, this is Mina, before we approve a credit card, I want to see it.
She's got a credit card already. That's what I'm saying.
For this one, this one.
I had, whenever I first got here, we were written up about 24 findings, and one of them was credit card, we didn't have a procedure. Mm-hmm. I created the procedures, and that wiped that finding away. So what I'm saying is I have got procedures in place. I may not have a policy. I'll have to go in there and look and see if there's anything that could fall under, you know, that
right.
has
sure,
some verbiage
sure.
that we've already got in place under the policies. I'm just saying.
And I'm not arguing that point.
We probably got something already in place.
And hey, look, I'm fine with that. It's just not been presented to the board for this meeting tonight. So before we go open another count, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, before I'd love to read that. What counsel, do we need a policy, or is that a procedural matter?
Okay, don't ask my opinion if you don't want me to give it.
Okay.
The way I view this is, Kyle, I was right there with you, but we need a policy that says you can't use this credit card for illegal purposes.
Policy? Procedure.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying, correct. I want it in writing, but it seems kind of superfluous.
They don't do it.
Just fire the person who uses the credit card for illegal purposes. I mean, it's kind of overkill.
That's not the situation I'm talking about. I'm talking about if a person uses a school credit card, makes a personal purchase with the full intent.
That's illegal. That's illegal. That's absolutely illegal.
What the 10 is, doesn't it?
I mean, that's unacceptable.
So if we don't have a policy that says that,
then it's still illegal and unacceptable. But a way to remedy this would be, since we already have credit cards and we're using, conditionally approve this, subject to her bringing whatever it is she says she's got back. And
I'm fine with that. I mean,
you don't like it, you can undo it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a conditional yes.
Okay.
I'd love to see it. I mean, I don't know if you got time to run and we can come back to it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But again, you see my point?
I do.
We don't need it in writing that says you can't use
it. I'm not fine. I just would love to
well,
see
if
that.
If you do that, you need to be fired anyway.
Right.
Or you can't use a school credit card to buy personal gas. If you do that, you need to be gone.
Right.
You don't need to work here.
Right.
So.
You want this table lifts in? You want
come back? Yeah.
What about?
I don't mind that. Yeah.
What about FA4? Same thing.
Yeah. Let's do
3 and 4.
Let's table both of them.
We'll table it till we shoot get the information.
I'll second his motion to table.
Wow. Okay. 3 and 4. Table. Till Miss Sheila gets back. I will move on to a personal consent item. Need a motion, PC1, need a motion to approve the request for Sandra Davis, Liberty Early Learning Center lunchroom manager for FMLA medical leave for 8 weeks beginning February the 1st, 2017 through March 29th, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item PC2, need a motion to approve the request for Hannah Greenridge, W.R. Tola, K-8 school, teacher, for FMLA maternity leave beginning April 10th, 2017 through May the 12th, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 11, personnel action items. PA1, need a motion to approve of accepting a resignation letter from Terry McDowell as para-pro receptionist at WR Toler K-8 School, effective January the 31st, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Have a second, Mr. Who?
Second, I'm sorry.
Mr. Petty, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, PA2. Need a motion to accept the letter, resignation letter from Chesty Pullum as a health aide at 21st Century W.R. Toler K-8 School, effective February the 3rd, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, PA3. Need a motion to approve accepting a resignation letter from Kayla Sumner as teacher at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School effective January 27, 2017. We have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Ready. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
Where's she headed?
She got a job with the Department of Revenue.
Department of Revenue. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, PA4. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Lisa Lang as certified teacher at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School, effective February 27, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number PA5. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Misty Sizemore as certified teacher for hospital homebound, effective February 8, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PA6. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Megan Cole as paraprofessional at W.R. Toler K-8 School, effective February 21st, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is PA7. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Laura Sullivan as certified teacher for hospital homebound, effective February 8, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, PA8. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Gretchen Haar as a long-term substitute for Hannah Greenberg, W.R. Toler K-8 teacher, beginning April 10, 2017 through May 12, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item PA9. Need a motion to approve the recommendation to hire Amy Brown to receive the head custodial energy supplement, Hofford School and Junior High School, effective January 10, 2017. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddy. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Hall's back. We'll go back.
This is where we got fined that year.
Yes, ma'am.
And here, I don't have the others, but I've got Walmart right here, Home Depot, and Lowe's, and we've got credit cards on every one of those.
Yes, ma'am.
And I didn't grab the fuel because we got a fuel credit card as well, but I have one of these for each one.
So all of them the same one?
Yes.
A different card, but all of that the
yes,
same.
Yes, but the okay. credit card that we're talking about was going to stay in-house in the vault, and the only one to be eligible to use it would be Lisa or myself, and it would be only emergencies only. And that's why I thought that $5,000 would be enough
right.
for registration, because sometimes our teachers go it's out of their pocket up front of $300 to $400, and it's pretty tough on,
And have to rent a car.
We had an issue with our van.
And that can be a headache.
Accident, and they had to use their own personal credit.
Well, I could say something about the van, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's why there was an urgency that we went ahead.
That's what I thought.
When the van had the wreck, they were down there. If one of them didn't have the money or credit card, they were stranded.
Right.
And that's why we decided to go ahead and
take it back home. Put it back on tape.
And I agree that we need one. We do need
I agree. I mean, I agree with that. And the auditors, they're going to require that. And they're going to ask me, are there any new accounts? And then I'm going to provide documentation to them, or I'm going to get written up for that.
Where do those other credit cards? Who has those in their possession?
They're all in the vault.
They're all in the vault. So if they need them, they come get them, check them out.
They sign inside out. They sign the ticket. They produce all the information that we need and approval that they can go.
The Lowe's credit card is a LAR account. there's only three people that can legally go to Lowe's and sign for it. It's myself, Player Jared. So you don't even have to take that credit card out. You go over and tell them the number. They have the list of names. I've actually seen them. You have to present them the ID, and then you can use the account.
Right.
Yeah, anybody else can't even use that account. It's what she set up and have approved to use that account. Same way with Home Depot.
Oh, and yes. And
same way with Tractor Supply. Yeah, same gotcha. Way. Right.
And with that account.
Should I make a motion to take it off papers?
Second.
I had a motion on Mr. Petty and Ms. Lowell to table it. Now, Mr. Reddick made a motion to take it off with a second from Mr. Petty. Any more discussion?
I'm fine with it. I think these are, this may be a little different because these are more like, I know I need to get something from Home Depot, so I get a purchase order, I fill in all the stuff on the purchase order, then use the credit card to make the purchase. Is that what I'm kind of reading? This is going to be a little bit different, though. This is about having, say, take a credit card on a school trip, you go to a conference or something and you have that.
Are you going to take the credit card?
No, it stays in-house. It will never leave the finance.
Okay, so how does that?
That allows the finance office, if we have a group of folks that needs to reserve a hotel room,
gotcha.
We can help them by doing it ahead of time instead of trying to send a check
yep.
and then end right, up yeah. one or two that does not go and then try to get it back.
Yes.
And it will be with Centennial Bank and... We can pay our bills just like normal.
And some of these places don't accept POs anymore.
Right.
Registrations.
Right. Here's my one thing. I like this. This is very itemized on what the procedure needs to be. It's very well worded. I just would like to see one for this credit card as well. Yeah. Before I would vote for it, I would just love to see one of those. That would be assigned to it.
You could still do a PO even with that card. There's no difference.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, if you go and get all of us rooms, you can do a PO.
You take a PO to the hotel, they'll take the PO.
Yeah, you don't, the credit card, you're just using the number.
PO, normally, they will not accept a PO at a
right.
hotel. You have to
I've had to
send
book
a
my
check.
Rooms.
Right, right.
Yeah, you have to send a check. And it has to get there like 3 weeks, 4 weeks prior to them mm-hmm. arriving. It's to accommodate our employees, basically.
Right.
It's not...
I agree with you. Everything you're saying, I agree with you. I just would love to have, in writing, a procedure for this governing this card.
Which really won't be no different than changing the name.
Right. On that.
On okay. one of them.
You'll do that, right, Michelle?
Yes.
If you'll do that, make sure that's implemented, and I'm okay.
I'll bring y'all a copy.
Sounds good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, F4. The motion to approve the recommendation to open a credit card account with Tractor Supply, not to exceed the limit of $1,500. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddy. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Same thing there as well. Yeah. And this, don't let me
steal.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is item number 12. Instructional Curriculum Action Items, A1, make a motion to approve the in-service program for adding an endorsement in ESE autism. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Would this be taught to every teacher? Or?
No. It's part of the PAEC, Master Aid and Service Plan, and it's just an addition, and each district in the consortium has to approve the add-on. And so it would just be for, it's available.
ESE teachers.
It's available to anyone that would
anybody.
Like to get, that would like to get the endorsement in ESE autism.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is A2. And a motion to approve the first reading of the following policies, PO 5120 assessment within district, PO 3120.06 selecting student teachers. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item number 13, operation of facility consent items. Do we have any of them?
We've just been approved through, Ms. Hall's been working on it with DOE. We're going to get some safety to life issue with the high school doors, not being able to lock it and maintain the security there. They have approved us with some money that we had to set aside to do stuff like that, approved it. So we'll be getting new doors at the high school. There's six sets of glass doors, those storefront doors. You know, they're 2 years old.
What about some of our cameras, Mr. William? I heard some of them wasn't working.
They're not working. Ms. Guthrie had been working on that with
right.
technology, trying to upgrade those. So
okay.
That's been worked on as well.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What about our field house? We stopped, or how's it going?
We're waiting on, I talked to Mr. Richter and Mr. Black, waiting on the final count of how much money we have left to see our next step. The next step would be putting the dirt around it and adding on the covered area around it before you can tie in, you know, coming down off the wall, because it's got to overlap that roofing. So that would be the next step. Talked to Joni Red, has contacted several of us. And she's talking like she's going to take over the fundraiser and start getting back involved in that, start doing the fundraiser again. There's a lot been going on.
Right.
People's been doing other stuff. And so Joni, she wants to know exactly how much money to finish it. And she said she's going to raise the money. I mean, I just talked to her last week about it. So that's what we have for that.
I appreciate it, Mr. William. Item number 14, superintendent item.
Yes, sir. On the policy that was just passed, we're requesting that the board set a date for a workshop so that Ms. Lewis can present the information from those policies. The policy that we're most concerned about, Ms. Lewis, if you'll help me,
yeah.
Assignment within district, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and let you speak on it because
okay.
It's open enrollment.
That's our old school choice policy, and as you know, this the legislature last year passed that all schools would have open enrollment school choice for the 17-18 school year. And they kind of gave us a heads up, a full year in advance, you know, that school districts everywhere are still scrambling to get these in place. What's in the policy, I really think it needs to be read by everyone very carefully so that you understand what you're approving. And because if we've got it in there, I'd like for us to follow it, you know.
Right.
And so it's not terribly different, you know, because we did school choice. Not every district did school choice in the past. I've had some conversations with Calhoun also, for instance, and one change that we would probably have going forward, you no longer have to have the superintendent's permission to come to the district. And so Vicki and I have talked a little bit about just a letter of a courtesy letter at the end of the process where we would say these students have requested you know to be reassigned to Liberty County, and we'd send a list of names, and there is not approval. It's just giving them the consideration, and they would give us the same consideration. And Jackson County would probably do the same. And those are, we'd have to talk with Gadsden, because Gadsden is one that we have a very, you know, large group that comes here. But just a few changes, and it's much more detailed than the previous. There was a policy, but it was very sketchy. This one is very detailed, and so I just want y'all to be fully aware of the details so that when we say we're going to do it, we do it.
How soon do you need a workshop,
yeah.
This guy?
We're recommending for about 2 weeks out. The reason why we are requesting it not to be right before the school board meeting is that way if the public has any input that, you know, they would like to put in during the workshop, and of course the board as well, Ms. Gay would have time to then go back and make those changes before it's presented to the board.
Anybody got a calendar date, anything we go by?
Make it on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Yeah.
2 weeks out is the 28th.
Mr. Williams will address one thing that we have not done.
This is very important. We're going to have to work this out. Very, very important. And Toler is basically the setting up. All those portables, those are student stations. They got to go. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be based off of student stations. And if DOE says you got student stations, you got to take them. So we got to word that very carefully. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have to? They're not sure. Last I heard, they wasn't sure what student stations they was going to base it off of.
Different districts, some are going by the fish report, some are going around walking campus, counting the computer stations.
That's what we want to do.
And I know that most of the districts I've talked to, with the exception of Wakulla, they're not there yet on that capacity issue. So that's something that we've got to get worked out in the next 2 weeks also. We just knew because of the time frame, we had to move this along because otherwise there wouldn't be enough time to give that 45-day window.
We need to put pre-K in there as well, even though DOE don't count them as student stations. Like Hosford's got pre-K there, well, they take up room. So we need to write that in the policy that we include them in that count, because they don't count for DOE, but they count for the district. So we need to really do our own analysis and say, this is how many student stations we have available at Hosford High School and Toler, and even here.
The third.
Okay, so, I mean, we could get really run over by out-of-county people if we're not careful.
Right.
That would be a public hearing?
It would be a public hearing.
Public workshop?
Right. And it's like a workshop.
Right.
The public's invited to attend and then have input.
I mean, those are not going to be well attended in the mornings.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Here's the only thing. What did it say, the 24th?
Duby's got something to do the following
week. That's Bluntstown away baseball game.
High school.
I sure like to.
You want it in the evening or morning?
Well, no, I think whenever we do it, it needs to be in the evening. I'm just saying, can we do it earlier that evening?
Yeah.
Maybe 5:30?
Yeah.
Hey, that's Bluntstown. Your daughter's going to be playing there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's also Bluntstown. No, I'm sorry, that's 23rd.
Yeah.
My bad. Yes. 24th
evening. I mean Friday evening. Fine with me. I don't care any day y'all want to do it. Needs to Thursday, Friday. Fine with me.
I mean, if we're going to a public hearing, it needs
what
to be where a time that's conducive. 24th. People actually come.
That's next Friday.
Yeah.
We're talking about the 28th.
We would prefer it to be in the week of the 28th.
Hold on. You're right. I looked at. I'm sorry. No, you're right, Jesse. It'd be 2:24. No, that's a home game against Bluntstown. And I'm the PA announcer for it. But that game is at around 7. So, I mean.
I think an hour is probably sufficient. The only thing, I just want to make sure we kind of go section by section. Mm-hmm. And that it says, for instance, no Liberty County student would be displaced. Okay, we all agree with that. Siblings have preference. We all agree.
Yeah.
Just kind of go section by section and make sure that everybody agrees.
Didn't you send that out to us to all proofread already?
Yeah, but it's pretty in depth. I mean, and I want to just make sure y'all.
Right.
Even out of district people now could have preference. You could write that in. The ones that's already out of district that you approved before you take any new ones.
Yeah.
I mean, if they've been going here all their school.
Some of them
and that's
here.
One thing
yeah.
I propose you is don't to grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah,
grandfather
don't kick them
in.
Out.
We kind of modeled it on what Wakulla is doing. They were going to grandfather theirs in. And originally, I didn't think it would take an application for those we'd grandfather in, but on second thought, my thinking is that shows their intent to want to continue with us. We'll just go ahead, make our list of those that are grandfathered in, and then go forward from there with the process of assigning.
Mr. Page, did you come up with a day?
I didn't know I was charged with that.
I mean, we
can do the 24th next Friday, if we can do it, you know.
I think they said 28th.
We prefer to give time, because so, Kevin, Miss Gay, and I have got to go through and figure student stations.
What time is the game?
Not the 28th.
What about the following Friday, if y'all want to do Friday? What about the 3rd?
He's dubious out of town.
Sorry.
No, I just, what time? What time?
There's ball game, home game.
Yeah, there's ball game. We're going to run into ball games.
I won't be out the 3rd now. I'll be here, but I got
to. We got a varsity game against Wakulla at 6. I'm the PA announcer, so I'm trying. That's what I'm trying. Is this Oxford?
Yes. Yes. Better check Tyler, too.
Now, only thing on the 3rd, Kyle, March the 3rd, we got a benefit for Mr. Leisha Hubbin at Tolbert.
Yeah, that's a 6 o'clock varsity only game.
But that evening, if we script schedule some what that evening, it'd be fine with me. You know?
I mean, I could do 5 o'clock, but that's not real. I don't give, I mean, people may would rather it be later.
So the board meeting would be on March 14th, the next.
And that's what you're trying to avoid, is
right.
You give time to soak in what you got.
Right.
Hopefully y'all just going to agree with everything.
Right.
What? And you think a lot of people will attend that workshop? The ones that probably have the most concern with it would be ones that's not here right now.
I agree.
Coming from other counties, too.
Yeah. Outside people.
Right. And they ain't going to know about the workshop anyhow, so.
We'll notice the workshop. We'll advertise it.
What don't we do?
We do, but we don't notice it as Gadsden County up there, probably.
I see what you're saying. It'll be on our district website.
How about this? Why don't we do it next Friday? That's when we got a home game against Bluntstown. It's at 7, and if I need to slip out, I'll slip out. Do it at 6 o'clock.
That's fine.
Okay, will that give us enough time to walk the campus?
Next Friday. Friday week.
Friday week?
Is that the 24th?
Okay, 24th.
Friday week. March 4th. The 3rd?
No.
February 24th.
Okay. I know. And what time?
One
concern.
6.
Me. 6.
Because that's our regular meet time. 6.
Mr. Lewis got.
I'm out of the district on Wednesday, the night of the 21st, and I'll be coming back home late on the 22nd after my conference, and then the 23rd I got to be at PAEC, so I wouldn't be able to be involved
in the
student station, figuring that part out.
You've got to pick a time.
That's what I'm saying.
I would say if we do it that later in 2 weeks, what'd you say, the 20, what was the date?
28th at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 28 at 4 o'clock.
28 to 4 and just get proper notice. Yeah. And
that would be better.
That would be much
better.
24?
On 28.
28.
Where's it at?
Mariana.
What time?
At.
Well, we got to pick a date.
You can't do it that Tuesday?
The 28th is Tuesday.
I'm at the...
That's good.
Your Tuesday and
I'm talking about the
February 28th.
That's what we said at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Or 28th. So that's why. Gay, you'll be good on the 28th. That way you have time to go to school.
Fine.
Yeah. We have to move it back at 2 o'clock, Mr. P, or whatever on the 28th.
4 is fine.
No, we'll have to get busy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does that give you all enough time?
4 o'clock. February 28th.
That's more doable.
That's good.
Yeah.
February 28th, 4 o'clock.
Miss Mary, will you send that out to us?
Yes, please.
As you always.
I think we're 28.
Please.
Anything else?
Mr. Hayes, we do have a policy on use of credit card. 6423 is your use of credit card.
6 what?
6423. That was our use.
Good.
Thank you, ma'am.
In fact, it was the new Neola. We made sure that was in. I'm bringing back memories here now. I'm a member of Palma.
Item number 15, board member concerns, items.
Okay, just I know we mentioned them in our prayer, a member of the Murphy family, and went to school with Dawn, and Mike and all them, and the Walkus family. Mr. Farrell's been very faithful. Roger spearheaded that teacher breakfast back around 03, I guess it was. Yeah,
Mr. Farrell was right there.
Mr. Farrell was right shoulder to shoulder cooking those pancakes on that mighty machine of the trailer he's got.
Yeah. So,
what a great loss. And he was here every year he could be here.
Yeah.
And appreciate their contributions to our school system.
Anyone else?
Got one more good news. He's family to me, but the assistant principal told at high school Eric Katz was in remission. And like yesterday, she's like, okay, keep your prayers.
Amen. Take
your chemo's and nothing right
That's
now.
Great.
That's a good thing.
Great. All right, anybody else? Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. Reddick? Second.
Second.
Mr. Flower.
I've got to tell you, I didn't have to have a...